This is Don Corsaro speaking.
Hi, Don. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm the senior strategist. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Good, Samantha. I didn't know. I thought Janice Ford was calling.
Yes, well, Janice assigned me to your project, and that's the reason why I'm calling you, to give you a breakdown of the entire process and, you know, answer some questions that you might have. So I believe it's a good time to discuss this, right?
Yes, I have to get a hold of my associate, Stephanie Fisteri. So let
sure.
me call her while you're on the line, see if we can do this.
Perfect. No worries.
Samantha?
I'm
Hello,
here.
Samantha? Ah, Stephanie, are you there?
Yes.
Samantha, I don't know if you've ever met Stephanie Fisteri, but she's the one who worked with me on the book, on the rewrite of the book. And yeah. So what I wanted to do was Janice reached out to me, gave me some updates, and said there's other platforms, there's online platforms, plus there's opportunities with Pearson or McGraw-Hill. And I explained to Janet, I think you saw it at the beginning, that Dr. Bassem Al-Khomari of Cleveland College, he wanted to use the book to teach, and he started with McGraw-Hill because both McGraw-Hill and Pearson are very backed up. I reached out and got a hold of Robbins, and we got here. So Stephanie and I are up to date.
Okay. First of all, hi, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
Hi. Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, so Don, I understand where things are coming from. This is actually great. I mean, if you have already consulted with someone, I mean, you're talking about Dr. Bassem, right?
I'm sorry. When you say I consulted with someone, what are you speaking of?
I'm talking about Dr. Bassem Al-Khomari.
Oh, yes. He's supported the book, as well as I sent the book out.
Yes, he's a professor at the college, and he's in charge of different programs there.
Right.
Also,
I got that. And I believe you are also in discussion with McGraw-Hill and Pearson, correct?
We sent them.
We're in the queue still.
Yes. That's due to the traditional publication process, and it's not certain that it's going to happen as well. So that's another factor to consider. See, these are all the additional things that you can go for. However, the 400-plus platforms that we are talking about, it's an entirely different market. Okay, and the routes that you're taking with Dr. Bassem and through McGraw-Hill and Pearson, that is completely different from what we are talking about. All right, now the 400-plus distributors, retail outlets also include libraries and bookstores, and of course online platforms. So there are 51 online platforms. Usually you will only hear people talking about two platforms, which is Amazon and Barnes & Noble, because these are like giants in the market, of course. And not to mention that it it does not only restrict your book if you are moving forward with these two platforms. On the contrary, if you're moving forward with 400-plus distributors, it gives you a vast opportunity for organic sales, okay? Worst-case scenario, if you're getting one sale per platform, you can just do the math yourself, you know? Even if we consider like 200 of them are providing you sales, 200 platforms are giving you one sale as an average per month, that will still give you some number. It is just to expand your reach, okay? And understand that you're publishing this book and it's only going to happen once in your lifetime. You won't be publishing this book twice or again. It wouldn't make that lasting impact if you do it afterwards. This is the right moment and you have to make the best out of it. So that's the reason why Janice reached out to you, because she saw potential in your book, and I must say, I got to hand it to you. The book is amazing. So let's make the best out of it. If you have a chance, an opportunity to do that, then why not? And might as well do it right, you know, while you're at it. So that's what I believe in. So go ahead and give me some questions, whatever it is, if you're confused about anything. Let me clarify that so we can get this going.
Okay, well, thank you very much. When you say it's amazing, so you have read through the book?
Yes, I've skimmed through the book. I'll be very honest with you, Don. I don't have a lot of time to actually read the complete book, but I read a couple of sections from your book, and from the writing style and everything, it is simple, precise, and relevant. So that is a great thing, and that is actually the unique selling point of your book.
Hopefully, yes. That's simple. It's designed to take any individual and try to explain the basic principles of leadership, and then hopefully they can replicate them. Stephanie, any questions at this point?
Actually, I just kind of wanted to go over where we're at now in the process. So the last thing that we had is it appears to be that the full book has been edited, but Don and I have not seen any edits from Chapter 4 until the end. So that's what we kind of want to go over. Has Chapter 4 through the end truly been edited? And then if so, what is the next step for us after that?
Okay, in order to do that, Stephanie, you need to understand I am from a completely separate department. So if you're asking me for the progress, that is mostly, the project manager's job description. However, just give me a quick moment. Let me pull this up, and I shall provide you some updates. Stay on the line, please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being online. I see that there is a draft delivered from the project manager, Ella James, and that is from Chapter 4 to 10. And it contains grammatical changes wherever necessary. And let me see. Just do those changes. Give a the tracked version of these chapters and let us know if you have. Okay. I'm going to download that and see what's happening there. Have you guys reviewed the file?
Yes. When we got it, we reviewed it. And there was two minor changes in Chapter 4 prior to the rest of the book coming. We looked through the rest of the book, and it looked like there was no changes. So the question I sent to Ella was, is this complete, no edits? Please advise, because I just didn't know.
Okay. Have you read the note that was sent from the writing team with this file?
When you say notes, there, I just saw edits in the draft. There was no separate side notes. There was only edits within the draft.
No. With Ella's message, she has left you guys a note from the team. Let me read that out. We thoroughly went through the draft from Chapter 4 to 10 and had made grammatical changes wherever necessary. Due to a technical error, the file sent over to you failed to display those changes. So they have sent you a clean version. Due to some inconvenience or technical failure, they could not send you a track changes file, you know, the one that has track changes, and that's the reason why mm-hmm. they sent you a PDF. So you just got to review that. Unfortunately, it's not going to reflect any highlights or changes. Mostly what I see from my end, it's only showing the formatting and the spacing that has been changed. That's it. No changes have been
right.
reflected. And the team has already notified okay. that this just happened. This is just a one-time thing that happened due to an inconvenience. The next step that you got to do at this point of time is review this manuscript and let Ella know okay. if there are any other changes to make in this particular draft from chapter 4 to till 10.
Okay. She sent that this morning. I didn't see it because I've been traveling. I just pulled it up now. I just
right.
saw that. Okay. Okay. I'll review that information she sent.
Mm-hmm.
I have not yet. Okay.
All right. So any other questions related to the process that we are discussing, worldwide distribution?
I have a couple questions. So you were referencing
sure.
the differences with publishing and Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all of those things. So what exactly happens once the book is completely edited, it's in your hands, we've picked the cover design, then what exactly happens, I guess?
Okay, I'm going to try my best to answer this question, but it's a pretty vague question. You haven't specified.
I know.
So let me give you the a step-by-step go-through, a walk-through entire process, okay? Maybe that'll answer your question. All right, now, the first step or the first phase is editing the manuscript, editing that, polishing it, of course, formatting it as per the publishing standards. And that is phase one, in which you get the book cover ready, have the manuscript fully furnished, and that concludes phase one. Now you enter phase two. Phase two is publication and pre-release marketing, all right, in which if you have a sound marketing plan, we start to work on the pre-release marketing. That means that we put out your book for pre-orders, get you a couple of orders before the book has been released. Then comes phase three, you can say. I'm not going to categorize publication and pre-release marketing in one phase, so my bad. Phase one, editing, formatting,
mm-hmm.
getting the manuscript ready, along with the book cover, okay? So having the print-ready files, that's phase one. Phase two is pre-release marketing, if you have a marketing plan, all right, in your package. That's phase two. Phase three is publication. Publication, in other words, whatever distribution channels that you have selected, for example, if it's Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or if it's traditional publication, whatsoever that is, or if you're going for a worldwide distribution, that's going to be 400 plus platforms. That includes Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. So we actually start to launch your book on the given release date that you have selected, and your book goes out, your book goes live, all right? That is phase three. After phase three is the post-marketing phase. That's phase four. A lot of people do not invest their time on marketing the book, but working in this field, as per my personal experience as well, is very important to have a sound marketing plan, you know, because nobody's going to know right this very minute, Don, a lot of books are being published that you and I are not aware of. Why? Because we have not been notified. We don't have the awareness for it, okay? It works similarly with our book as well. That is your book, Don, I'm talking about. So,
thank you.
If you're launching the book, people need to know that there's something out there by this particular author who's talking about leadership, right? If people do not
right.
know, they're not going to buy it.
It's all
a principle of ignorance, you know. If people don't know about it, they're not going to decide whether or not they want to buy it or not. So in order to bring your target audience to that level, there has to be a certain channel that we should approach from to the target audience, notifying them, or at least going for an awareness campaign, a basic awareness campaign. If you're not focused so much or driven by sales or making your book a bestseller, then I think the least of it that you can do is go for an awareness campaign. All right. So this is pretty much it. I mean, Stephanie, I've just given you a gist of it. If you can pull out some more questions for me, that would help me explain this to you better.
No, I actually think that you did an excellent job explaining that. I was thinking
as
you were talking, and I was definitely intrigued with the stuff before it actually gets released, like the pre-release marketing and stuff like that, because we're definitely interested in doing all we can with regards to that, and we would like to put this book out there to as many people as we can.
Absolutely, absolutely. And see, Stephanie, there is an entire process for this. A lot of people do not know about this because they're not aware. You know, every time we get an author, a lot of them are like new authors, you know, and they're not aware of the complete process. They're not aware of the ins and outs, the tactics that are used. There are a lot of tricks. Trust me, in order to have a book become a bestseller, in order to create awareness, there are a lot of tips and tricks that we can do, okay? And one of them, I've just explained the pre-release marketing to you. Let me just go in a little bit more depth in regards to that, and I'm going to introduce you with another tool. And it's a very useful tool for marketing. I mean, when my customers, they're talking about going for marketing, I definitely recommend them this tool. That's called an ebook trailer. Okay, I'm going to go back to the pre-release marketing. Let me explain that to you thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so pre-release marketing phase is just for 15 to 20 days. All right, for example, 15 to 20 days from now, we're launching your book. Let's give it a date. Let me open up the calendar and let's make this, okay. Let's say on the 10th, or let's make it 15th. 15th of March, we will be launching your book, releasing your book on all the platforms, 400 plus platforms, okay, including the traditional publication. All right, so keeping that in mind, today is the day when I will put your book on pre-release orders. That means on every publishing platform, your book will be available for pre-orders. How are we going to get those pre-orders? Now, step two. Step two is going to be creation of your social media pages. As you know, the social media platforms, they're the most trending nowadays. Everybody all over the world, they are connected on one mutual platform, whether it is Facebook, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, you know, you have an entire market out there. It's the virtual world that we're talking about, or we exist in that virtual world. And trust me, it knows no boundaries. So if you're selling your book in U.S. or from U.S., you can target a market in the third world countries. I mean, you wouldn't know what kind of scope it has in the third world countries, or maybe in the UK side, or maybe in Canada, Australia, you name it, okay? So what we do is we put up your book, not your book, your book cover along with the description, and we create an ebook trailer for you. What is a trailer? I'm sure you both have seen a teaser, a movie teaser, right? That is released before the movie is launched, right?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's similar to that. But since it's about the book, it's going to have the complete synopsis. There are two types of trailers. One of them is without a voiceover. That means it's going to have a music sort of a thing, a dramatic effect, VXR effects. And there will be some content coming up on the slides in this visual clip that would be for about 1 minute, 1 minute 30 seconds max, in which we're going to use Shutterstock photos and video clips to depict the synopsis of the book. It's basically a promo, and it works like magic. And at the end of the trailer, it shows your book cover, it shows the platforms that it's available on, and it comes with a call to action message. For example, available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retail stores, or 400 plus retail stores, or something like that. Okay, I'm just giving you a vague picture so you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, this trailer is released in the pre-release marketing phase, the 15 to 20 days that we have allotted to aggressively create awareness on the social media campaigns, okay? Now, in between these 15 to 20 days, number one, we will be posting press releases and news articles about the book being launched on 15th of March, okay, creating a hype, generating an audience in order to have them ready once the book is out. In other words, creating or generating sales for you, pre-sales for you, okay? Now, with what? We'll be posting press releases, articles, and blogs on your behalf about the book that is coming out, okay? Number two, we'll be releasing the trailer in between the pre-release marketing phase. Now, that creates a huge impact. And the trailer, once it's published, once it's ready and published on YouTube and your social media pages, it's going to have a link, a purchasing link, maybe off Amazon or Barnes & Noble, whatever platform you're suitable with or that suits you, or your website link, anything like that, you know, something where people can go and place the order. That's going to be included in the description box. And trust me, the ratio of people watching the trailer and going to the purchasing link, it's close to 80%. That is excellent. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nowhere close to any written content or material or any other campaign that exists in our market. So it's excellent. 80%, it's really good, all right? So this consists of the pre-release phase, all right, in which we I have highlighted two things to you. Third thing is the postings, the post designs or the post captions that will be customized according to the content of the book and posted on the social media pages. That is the pages that we'll create for you. So this is what is done in the pre-release phase, that 15 to 20 days before the release date. Now, we move on to the publication phase. So 15th of March is the D-Day, you can say. That's the day that your book will be launched completely, released in the market. All right? Now, people will be able to get their hands on a copy, a printed copy or a digital version. Before that, in the pre-release phase, they could only place the orders for the copy, but it wasn't going to be sent to them. That's the entire hype about. I mean, it's just to get the audience, you know, curious to buy this book or to be waiting for the book once it's released. So, motive achieved on 15th of March. We launched the book with a bang, with a press release out there, and of course a couple of articles and blogs talking about the release date. It would be better, I mean, I'm just giving you another tip. You can maybe go for an inauguration ceremony, you know, go for a small inauguration ceremony, maybe friends and family, maybe in the nearest library, anything like that, a short, small event where you're signing copies for your customers, okay? It could include your family and friends as well. Now, on that day, maybe we can talk about that event where you're signing copies, all right? That's going to spice up things more. People will be more drawn and attracted towards this, and they might even want to speak to you. By then, this is phase two. Phase one was, I'm only talking about the marketing part now, okay? So in terms of that, phase one, pre-release marketing, phase two, publication. Of course, once we are launching the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, we might as well do it on 400-plus platforms, because let me tell you one more thing. Amazon is not available in a lot of countries. It's banned, majorly in third world countries, okay? And you'll be surprised to know the number of sales that we get from that particular region. That's the reason why worldwide distribution is more recommended. Because once you're going for a marketing campaign, you're not just marketing your book nationwide. You go worldwide. So if you're spending a certain budget on marketing the book worldwide, then it would only make sense for the book to be available worldwide, right? I mean, if somebody's seeing the ad of it and they cannot get their hands on it, then there's no point in investing that much amount on the marketing campaign. And it'll just be, you know, pointless. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So.
Definitely do.
Yes. So moving on.
I think we both understand.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So moving on, I'm sorry I talk a lot. Just let me know if you guys have something to add, okay?
Very good. Very informative.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we launched the book, 15th of March. We launched the book from 16th of March.
I just have to ask one quick
March.
Question. You,
yeah,
I have one quick question. So you said 15th of March. Is that the real date, or is that a tentative date for conversation purposes?
No, I'm only giving you a vague example just to...
Okay, I was
scenario,
curious
right?
because
yeah.
you remembered the same date, and I thought, oh, wow, we're moving extremely
okay.
quickly.
Okay. right,
I was a little nervous that it was too quick, but I have a question,
right.
Samantha.
Go ahead.
Two things. One is... I've written other articles, short articles, like I wrote an article highlighting mm-hmm. when I met Gordon Bethune, and he has the leader's touch. I can send to you. I put it on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. But these are other articles regarding leadership that I wrote, and I think they're very good, very quick to the point. The leader's touch one is really good because it's mm-hmm. short. But mm-hmm. I could send that to you, and if that could go into your pre-marketing,
yes.
I don't know. You'd make the decision,
yes,
but
absolutely.
I'll send.
Absolutely. That would be a great idea. You know, it's like killing two birds with one stone. It actually
yes.
has the essence of personalization. An article written by the author himself, that works like
right.
magic. So it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
If there are any minor edits to the articles, that can
right.
be done by the team. You know, that's always
no
adaptable.
Problem.
So?
Yeah, that's fine. Provided
okay.
the software works for them, it's fine. Little joke.
Yeah, go ahead. The book as well, and I've been meaning to ask this. So the other thing is about two things. The first is the bios. So Don's bio, Gordon's bio, and I might put a few sentences for a very short bio about
mm-hmm.
myself. So
mm-hmm.
how does that come into play? Because I don't believe that's been edited yet. Like, personally, I didn't turn in mine. And, Don, I'm not sure if they looked over what you had for yourself.
I think
and
they
Gordon,
did.
Yeah.
But I don't,
okay.
Yeah.
And my other
Thanks.
Question goes hand in hand with that. So when we were on the phone with Rob Williams, he
mm-hmm.
had stated at that point that he was familiar with Gordon Bethune, the man that Don had gained his experience from, and that there were other books.
Mm-hmm.
Will they be able to link the association with Gordon during the advertising with existing books that you guys have helped with the publication for him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
mm-hmm.
curious how we can tie this in with him. Because Gordon said that, you know, he can be reached out to. And
yeah, he's the one who wrote the foreword, as you know, Samantha, for the book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, to be very honest, Stephanie, I didn't have any conversation with Rob, especially regarding this,
okay.
so I cannot answer this question as of now. I'm going to be very honest with you, okay? Something that I don't know about, I can't comment on that, but I assure you that I will discuss this with him, and I will get
yes,
back to you on that.
Take note on that, because as mm-hmm. Don said, he's very distinguished and well thought after and still active and has a contract with MSN, so I think
mm-hmm.
that would definitely be something that they would put in the trailer as
yeah.
far as anything with
he's
pre-release.
Still working with, you're right.
Yes, well,
yes that would be an excellent idea.
Him as a business advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other question I have is when you say a celebration, could we do this, would it be possible to do it like at a college? Because we have three college endorsements.
I'm sorry,
you know,
I didn't quite get that. Don, I'm really sorry.
Oh,
can you repeat
yes,
that?
Don, I can answer that. You referenced the inauguration
yes.
ceremony. We can yes. have that anywhere, Don. We can contact BASM and have it at
okay,
the college
that's fine.
Or library. But I agree with you, Don. I would rather do it at the college, too.
Yeah, that's where we're thinking of doing it, because the colleges will do the inauguration at the colleges. Okay,
yes.
But that just gives you a little insight to where we're going with this, Samantha?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the inauguration ceremony can have a couple of books, special editions. Now, make sure that
mm-hmm.
you have some special editions. For example, if your book is being launched as a paperback, you should have some hardcover copies on your inauguration ceremony, what you
gotcha.
Sign and provide to your customers, okay? So they have to
yeah.
be a little special something. You can maybe have customized bookmarks, maybe some stationery, things like that. I mean,
okay.
you know, you can get creative regarding that. I'm going to leave that on you guys to handle personally, because this is something that you can do, you know, pretty much easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, moving on from there, I just want to conclude the post-marketing phase, and then we can look at some more questions, okay? Okay with you guys?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so publication, I've clarified that, explained that. By then, we already have a target market worldwide, okay? Now we are entering the easiest phase, post-marketing phase. Now see, pre-release marketing creates the awareness and draws the attention to the book. When we launch the book in the publication phase, that puts an emphasis on buying or having the copy available to our target audience. So that's another bang you can say, okay? Now we're going down the slope, post-marketing. Then we aggressively market. It depends on the package that you take. I mean, you take, it's a 3-month package and a 6-month package. Preferably, you should go for a 6-month package. Let me explain why. See, 10 to 20 days in the pre-release marketing, we are going to extend that for a month. We'll make that time duration for a month to gain maximum audience. And it might take another month or so to have your book released worldwide, okay? Because it doesn't all happen at once. Understand that it's 400 plus platforms that we're talking about. So it takes about 4 to 6 weeks for the book to be completely live and available in every country and region. All right, so we're looking at about 2 to 3 months in just the two phases that I've mentioned, that is pre-release marketing and the publication phase. Now that leaves us with only 1 month for post-marketing, which is not enough for conversion. So on the other hand, I recommend my customers that if we go for a 6-month marketing plan, then 1 month is allotted to the pre-release. One and a half month is allotted to the publication. That will make two and a half months. Then we have 3 to 4 months at least to work on the post-marketing, which is the most important phase, conversion. Okay, conversion, establishing your footprint in the market, because everything would have been completed successfully by that phase. We'll continue to do regular postings on your social media platforms. Along with that, of course, the inauguration that we're talking about, if that is there, it's a cherry on top. That'll be amazing. I mean, you can share some glimpse of your inauguration. Maybe you can share a picture with one of your readers, you know, who were willing to buy the book or who received a complimentary signed copy from you, or maybe a mug, a customized mug, or any sort of stationery like that, a pen, a shirt, whatsoever, with the name of the book. Or maybe a mock-up of the book cover on the T-shirt, something like that. I'm just giving you some creative ideas as we go along. So we use that kind of content or material to keep your audience engaged on the social media platforms. That way, when people come to the page, we redirect them to any publication platform, which is Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any other platform. The benefit of having 400-plus platforms at that point is that if somebody in a third world country or in UK or Australia reviews this on social media platforms, their first instinct or preference would be to go to the local store or maybe local bookstore, their local online platform, just like how we have Amazon and Barnes & Noble. They might have something different because the Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they're not preferred everywhere else around the world. A lot of countries do not have them, and they don't know about them. So the first instinct of a reader who does not know much but is very interested in getting a copy of this book would go to their local bookstore, and your book is going to be available there. That will just make it all so convenient and effective for a common man living somewhere in the other part of the world to buy your book. That's the kind of availability or convenience that we're trying to provide to your target audience. Once that is there, it grows larger and larger. People get to know you. Now see, all of this would be done with your first book. And by the time you launch your second book, you would already be known as something or someone in the market. You know, you won't have to do everything, all of it, all the investments again and again with every second book. That's the plan. That's what we believe in, and it always works. The first book needs to go down with a bang. The rest of it follows, you know. Once people know who Don is, then of course they would be waiting and anticipating for the second, third, fourth, fifth book, you name it.
Thank you.
That's very well said.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so that is pretty much it. In this discussion, we have discussed three most important elements. Number one, we have discussed regarding the worldwide distribution. Number two, we have discussed the ebook trailer. Number three, we have discussed a pre- and post-marketing campaign that includes awareness and conversion. Okay, so these are the three things or three points of discussion, you can say, that Janis wanted to me to have a word with you guys and see how things go.
Okay, so, okay, go ahead. Steph, go ahead.
I was going to say, after this, then, the next time we'll probably be talking, John and I will be probably speaking with Ella James, just so we wrap up that final edit, we agree on a cover design and move forward. Then do we reach back and speak with you again? Is that how this is going to work?
Okay. I will have to really quickly look at the timeline, okay? So just give me a brief moment. It has to be planned. You know, I've given you a tentative date. The reason why I placed that 15th March in the middle was because we need time to get the tools ready as well. I mean, social media pages, they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to appear out of nowhere because we'll have to work on that. We'll have to work on the captions and the trailer and everything else. So let me look at a tentative timeline. Yeah, go ahead.
We want to do it, but we want to do it right. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
We just want it to keep going, momentum going forward.
Yes, yes, of course. So just give me a brief moment. Let me place you on a quick hold and look at the timeline, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back. Stay online.
Okay, we'll be here. Okay, well, I have, Steph, are you there?
Yes.
I was going to mention the three for free, but we could talk about that later with Janis. You know, 3 minutes teaching that they could link to. That would be something that could be good. I got some other ideas I'll talk
about. But I definitely like what I said. When you're going to want Gordon used heavily in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know,
I understand.
Ask him, they're going to have to. What he did, what he's relevant, all that.
Quick question. When she said package, is this a package that we buy or they provide? That's what I want
to
know.
So it's two different things. So I'm not sure of the one that you have right now. I think you just have the standard one. So I'm thinking that the other thing she said with the heavy post-marketing is not part of it. I think you have the pre-release and the trailer.
Yeah, maybe. We'll ask. We could ask.
Because she said something about she would encourage the 6 month. So the fact that she said she would encourage the 6 month means it's not there.
Oh, no, I don't understand. And so when you said 3 month package or 6 month package, my thoughts are, okay, the package is going to cost money. Did you?
Exactly.
Okay. So, and we can ask. You can, you're real good at that.
I am.
I know. That's why you're here. One of the many reasons. Oh, that's good. Okay, well, this call was good.
I really like that, though, with it going worldwide and reaching out to different countries, because that's good, too, and that's a way to get extra sales all over. I wouldn't want to limit to just one area.
No, I agree, too, and, you know, I have some other, there's some other ideas we can talk about, but I like the way they're going to, the whole thing with a book, when you self-publish it, nobody knows you published it.
Right.
Okay? It could be a great book, but nobody knows you published it. It could
be a
terrible book.
Yeah, somebody has to create the hype.
Correct. If it could be a terrible book and a lot of people buy it, they go, it's terrible, but they bought it. If it's a good book, a lot of people buy it, they recommend it to others, more people buy it. There's
the difference. Thank you very much for being online. Are you guys there?
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. I was just checking in terms of the completion dates. So from what I understand, I think we are on the final stage of, you know, finalizing the manuscript, and it's not going to take a lot of time. However, in order to have the trailer and the marketing campaign ready, the team is going to need at least a month. So let's just assume, okay, I'm going to give you a couple of dates. And, of course, you can get back to me on that. You can note it down as well, and let me know if those dates work for you, okay? So what I have reviewed so far is that it's going to be the first tomorrow, and all right, it's the month of March. Okay, so let's just assume in the month of March we start planning regarding the campaigns. We need to get the social media pages ready. We need to have the trailer ready. And let's just assume on the 1st or 2nd of April, we are going for a pre-release campaign. Okay? That means on the 1st or 2nd of April, we need to launch the trailer. We need to have the pages ready. We need to have at least 12 to 15 post captions along with the designs ready for the pre-release phase. If we are initiating the pre-release phase from the 1st or 2nd of April, we can think of a tentative release date around 25th April or anytime after that, okay? That's the minimum threshold that I've put there, 25th April. It can be after that, but it cannot be before 25th of April, okay? You guys can work on that and come up with a sound, relevant date. Of course, the date can be relevant as well. A lot of people release their books. I mean, I worked with a customer who was writing an autobiography on woman empowerment, and she launched her book on Women's Day. So there can be a relevant date as well. If you can come up with something, that is great. If not, we can have a discussion with the marketing team in regards to the proposed release dates from your end, and then we can, you know, maybe come up with something. So. For now, okay. I'm just going with an assumption of 25th April. That's the release date. Once we launch the book on the 25th of April, after that, April, May, June, July, these 3 months will be for post-marketing. That's the conversion period.
Okay.
Okay, so if we are looking at all of this, you will need to get started with this plan right about now, you know, sometime this week.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, that's pretty much it. Once you have decided on the release date, once you have, you know, worked with Janice in terms of the logistics of it, then maybe we can proceed further from there. So nothing is certain at this point of time. As you understand that I'm just explaining things to you, making you familiar with the process, and the rest of it, of course, is your decision at
the end. Yeah, these are just tentative dates. Also, I have to ask, you referenced a 1 month or 3 month post-marketing plan, or then there was something with 6 months. So what is standard with the current package that we have?
Okay, the standard package that you have, let me pull that up. Okay, I got that. You have a basic package which covers the editing, proofreading, formatting of the manuscript along with the book cover design, and that is pretty much it. How come? You didn't take any publication services or any marketing services, am I right?
I thought when we were listening to this and signed on, I thought that there was some marketing and pre-release and stuff, not just the editing, because we weren't looking for just an editor. We were kind of looking to use Penguin as a one-stop shop. So I'm not clear on how there isn't any pre-release and launching and post-marketing included in what it is that we currently have.
Yes, that's what I am not sure about, because it shows a basic package. A basic package, see, marketing is an additional service, and it's not a mandatory thing, right? It's optional. It's something to actually make you credible enough or to get you some return on investment or for a mere awareness campaign.
So,
we focus on the basic services first, and the optional are left on the author to select later on. But let me clarify on the package one more time, okay? Because it doesn't say much here. Just stay with me online.
Okay.
Jeff, did you write those dates down?
Yes, even though they were tentative, I wrote them all
down.
Yeah,
that's fine. I did too. Okay, that's fine. It gives us something to talk about when we're done with this conversation.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for being online. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes. So I have reconfirmed with Rob, and I have also looked at everything else, the documentation, and I've double-checked the accounts as well. It confirms, or so it appears, that you guys only have the basic package in which the final formatted files will be sent to you along with the fully furnished book cover, and nothing apart from that.
So what is the price for the marketing package for the 1 month or 3 month or 6 month, whatever the options were?
Yes, there are three things in question that we are looking into. First one is the worldwide distribution. Second one is the ebook trailer. And the third thing is the marketing plan. Now, you can go for a 3 month plan or a 6 month plan, but I was thinking that you should go for a customized 4 month plan. I don't think we need anything more than that. I mean, if we are keeping the tentative dates that I've just provided you. So, if you look at that, pre-release 1st or 2nd of April, somewhere down the line there, release date 25th April, we will be utilizing 1 month of marketing in between the pre-release and the publication, okay? So that's 1 month. After that, I told you that post-marketing needs at least 3 months on the minimum, right? So we're getting that as well. I think we can go for a customized package of 4 months marketing. So that would be good too.
Which is how much?
Okay, I'm not the person to discuss the logistics with. So how about I tell Janice about this? I'm more of a production person, you know, the back-end
guy
who works on things, and I have no clue about the costing and the packages and all that.
No, it's been very informative on your
part.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Good understanding.
Let me tell you guys something about me. Book writing is my passion, okay? I've actually traveled really far from a third world country, made myself something, you know, got an identity for myself. I worked two jobs, worked really hard, and that's when I got here. So this work is very close to me, very dear to me, and it just makes me feel so happy to help another author, you know, publish a new book. So it's just a wonderful experience for me, and that's the reason why maybe I tend to connect better with customers in terms of, you know, the process, the knowledge, the idea, the concept behind it, how to execute a proper strategic plan, etc., etc. So that was a little secret that I wanted to share with you guys. Thank you so much for your time.
It definitely shows, because when people are passionate and they care more, it just clicks. And you have been the most informative and helpful one this whole experience. I learned more phone call than whole process.
Right, absolutely.
Don't
I'm so
tell
glad
Rob
your
name.
If you have any other questions, we reach out to you.
That would be great. No worries at all. You know where Janice is? I'm a difficult person to get a hold of, I'll be very honest, okay, because I'm usually in the back-end office doing something or the other. I always have work. So just in case if you want to get in touch with me again, no worries at all. You let Janice know. She's going to redirect you guys to me, okay?
Perfect. Thank
you. So we'll schedule the talk with Janice next. Is that the next step?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
So Janice will contact you guys, and then you can discuss the logistics with her. Just remember, I hope you guys made notes, just remember that we might be looking at a 4 month plan instead of a 6 month plan. Okay? So that might give you a bit of a discount over there. It's a customized package. Just let her know that. Okay?
And if we go forward with the article one I know of that I wrote, I would send it to who? Janice, L-O-U?
Janice. Your
okay.
person of contact will be Janice or Ella.
Okay, thank you.
After the execution, I will be in touch with you guys. You know, once it's all paid up, everything is good to go, then I will be connected with you guys. Once in a while, like maybe once in a week, I will come up and I'll give you a thought of progress on what we are doing now. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank you
so much for your time, guys. It was a wonderful, productive conversation, and Don, best of luck with your book. I really have high hopes, you know, with the book. And I hope
thank
and
you.
Pray that it does really well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks, Stephanie. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Bye.
Bye.